This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back to the Bismarck Event Center. Day two of the K-Fire Radio Agri International Trade Show that goes until 5 this evening. Hope you get a chance to stop on by. We're brought to you today by, this hour, by our friends of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And a secure energy future is in the headlines today. The Supreme Court yesterday saying, not so fast, EPA, on that clean power plan. We're going to let a lower court sort this out. So, literally, a lower court will decide whether or not we have a secure energy future, how much you'll pay, and the reliability of the grid, and the strength of the industry. So this one is an important vote, court matter, rather, by the lower court and the Supreme Court weighing in on that one yesterday. To find out more about the Clean Power Plan, what's behind it, in times like this, you say, what is the deal with this anyway? It's a good time to go to SecureEnergyFuture.org and understand the Clean Power Plan. Also, tell the EPA just enough already. We don't want any part of this. Let your elected leaders know what you think about it. They make that very easy for you. And also, I think this will awaken a lot of people if you understand what it will cost you, what it will mean for the reliability of the grid. And there's a lot of information about that as well at SecureEnergyFuture.org. We'll talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer about that decision yesterday and a few other things in the news, including what happened in New Hampshire last night, what will happen in South Carolina. Welcome your calls on any and all issues. 800-228-0550, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Alan Hammond is here. Alan is with Morrison Pro Ag, one of the folks displaying the goods at the K-Fire Radio Agri International Show. Alan, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So what'd you bring along?
We are displaying at our booth this year a ProAg 1400 model hay hiker. It is one of our most popular models that is sold within the region of the country. It actually will haul 14 round bales. Very cost-effective piece of equipment that operators can purchase to basically save labor in their farming and ranching operations.
Big seller?
It is. It's one of our most popular selling machines. We do offer a total of three other models of round bale moving equipment, the 900, which is mainly an introductory model, a 1400, and a commercial model of 2200 model machine. And then we do offer three models of square bale moving equipment as well.
So the hay baling gear and then seeding equipment too, correct?
Yes, we're very big on the seeding equipment side of things. We're very committed to the marketplace with our seeding equipment, the technology we offer. Over the last 5-6 years, the new technology of independent opener drills, both on the hoe drill standpoint and on the disc drill standpoint, has really created a lot of opportunities out there for growers to basically give them the ability to be better at what they do. There's a lot of new seed technologies and chemical technologies and fertilizer technologies that came about, and by offering all of those from the input standpoint, the seeding equipment standpoint, or that technology has offered growers the ability to be much better at what they're doing.
Fantastic, Alan. Thanks for stopping by, and have a good remainder of the day here at the show.
Yep, thank you.
Find them at the Morrison Pro Ag Show. Alan Hammond with us today. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate that very much. We'll meet some other folks as we go throughout the day. Love hearing about how things are going. The show's been busy because the weather's nice. A lot of folks are in. A lot of folks are listening. And glad you came to the K-Fire Radio Agri International. If you haven't yet, still plenty of time to do it. Goes till 5 o'clock tonight. All right. Talk radio town hall time with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And your calls, questions, and comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Cramer, 800-228-0550. Hello, Congressman Cramer. Happy Wednesday.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you, Scott, and happy Talk Radio Town Hall Day.
Absolutely. We're back at it. Some calls waiting already. Want to get to them shortly here. But first, I want your take on New Hampshire. What will the results of New Hampshire mean?
I am so fascinated by it, like I think a lot of Americans are. I have to tell you, one of the things that fascinates me the most, though, Scott, is that if anybody other than Donald Trump had 35% and the next closest person was less than half of that, they'd all say the race is over. But I'm amused how people, pundits, and this is true of the analysis of, football games on Mondays, the analysis on Monday of the game on Sunday, all that whole thing. It's everybody's trying to figure it out, and they all say, well, this is going to go on for a long time. And if it was anybody else, they'd say that the race was over, and that they sort of aggregate everybody else and say, gee, Donald Trump's getting beat 65-35. Never mind that the next closest person's at 16. To me, the race is fascinating, but equally as fascinating is the sort of the political pundits that just seem to want to have a different outcome. And, I don't know. I love the voters, Scott. I love the voters. They will have their say at the end of the day every time.
I find myself the same way, though. It's almost like, look, Donald Trump's been, in my mind, if you look at just the polls and now the results of two states, a strong favorite to be the nominee all along, but it's almost like we don't quite want it, right? It's like, that's partly on us, too, isn't it?
It is. It kind of is. And, Swink, because I think a lot of people on this show, as I was thinking back to the weeks, since Trump got in the race, and how many people have called who are are supportive of Trump in the race, but not really sure he's their number one pick. That's going to be a dilemma all the time, I think. And yet, as you watch what's going on, I think I don't see that he is losing ground. I actually find him to be becoming a better candidate week to week. I think the Iowa, finishing second in Iowa was instructive, but I also think he responded fairly well. He's been a little gentler, more humble, but yet not compromising. You know what I'm saying? He's still the same message, but maybe his manners have gotten a little better, even though he still has a little vulgarity here and there. I just think it's one of the most fascinating things, but you're right. We're all a little bit, we're kind of cheering him on while we're not certain, I think. And I say we, I'm not necessarily speaking about you and me, but as a sort of a Republican electorate, it's really fascinating.
Do you think New Hampshire puts him on a track of the inevitable nominee or sort of, the one with the most of the momentum?
Well, he certainly has most of the momentum. When the news stories are all about who gets second, it's like never, not in any other situation would the news story be about who's finishing second or how close, how tight is the race for second, third, and fourth. When a guy has more than twice as many votes as second place, it would always be about the winner. And I think this is, I don't want to say inevitable. Inevitable's disrespectful to voters who haven't voted yet, but, I haven't seen a turnaround, like this before, so we'll see.
Presumptive, maybe. Better
presumptive.
Word,
there you go.
Stephen in Watford City on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
I wasn't calling specifically for Congressman Kramer. It was about a topic you were talking about earlier, about how to illustrate what inflation has done to the dollar, to the younger generation as it lived through any periods of high inflation yet. Anyway, when I was a kid during the Carter administration, a candy bar, the Snickers candy bar costed 20 cents. And so, in other words, you could buy 5 candy bars for a buck. Nowadays, that same candy bar will cost you a buck 10. So, for a buck, you can't even buy one candy bar anymore. And also back in 2008, the large size Snickers bar costed 99 cents. Now it's $1.89. I think most college kids, high school kids, and even elementary school kids can relate to that because they've all bought their candy bars, during their time because all the kids love candy. But if you want to illustrate to them what inflation has done to the dollar, that's the best illustration that I can come up with in order to do that.
All right, that's a good analogy. That's a conversation we ought to be having with young folks so they understand the consequences. In my mind, Kevin, anything you want to weigh in on that?
No, but it's an interesting lesson. I you know, we live in such a funny time where Janet Yellen, the Fed chair, is testifying right now before the House Finance Committee, and I like to watch the various networks, of course, whether it's Bloomberg or Fox Business or CNBC. I like watching the business networks. And this issue that he raises, Stephen, raises an issue of sort of our illiteracy on understanding how inflation works, how the benefits of a low value dollar or the benefits of a high value dollar in a global economy. It's so complex, and yet when you just apply what he's applying to sort of basic inflationary understanding, you know, I think we're more capable of understanding it sometimes than we give ourselves credit for. And I just don't know how well it's being taught in college campuses anymore.
Appreciate the call, Stephen. Thank you. More welcome from any and all listeners. A few that have come in before Congressman Cramer was on, we welcome those as well. You press 1 to leave a message, 2 to ask your question live on the Talk Radio Town Hall today, live from the Bismarck Event Center, the KFIRE Radio Agra International.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming 2016 auctions include equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, and Devil's Lake, North Dakota. An exceptional crop, pasture land, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Stark, Divide, Adams, and McHenry counties in North Dakota. For a complete catalog and each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albanese Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water Mix and Match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Back on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you have a question or comment, lay it on us today. Let's go to Breckenridge, Minnesota. And Louie has a question for Congressman Cramer. Or is it Lewis?
Either one. It's Fine. Hello, either Congressman. I'm afraid I fall into the category of a very passionate Trump supporter.
Good. Give me the reasons.
The three top reasons are, first, is Americanism. I just love how strong he is on American values. Second is immigration. And third is international trade. And I want to know how you feel about NAFTA being neighbors with Canada.
Sure.
And the TPP. I personally have been affected a little bit by all these Canadian trucks that come and compete with us in the trucking. So,
sure.
I just want to know how you feel about Donald Trump's views on international trade.
Okay, before Congressman Kramer answers, I'm curious, Louis, from you, what do you see Donald Trump's position on international trade? What's his position? What's the big takeaway you have from on where he'd be on trade?
Well, he's explained how our trade deficit with Canada since NAFTA was implemented has exploded, and it's gone far in Canada's favor and far in our not our favor. So I don't like expanding that to other countries if we're already seeing it killing us with Canada and Mexico. And yes, I like the idea of a good platform on trade, but I don't think the only way it could work is if we were all on the same currency.
That's a very important point. And I do think this is an area where Donald Trump, I don't know if he has a better understanding than other people, but he certainly has a stronger conviction about this currency issue. Because, we often use almost robotically, and that's no slam on any presidential candidates, but, you know, this free trade has to be fair trade. But we understand that everybody's different. I mean, we understand everybody got different costs, whether it's environmental costs or labor costs or whatever the case might be. But we shouldn't artificially, and I think this is where Trump has the strength, we shouldn't artificially make a deal that puts us at a disadvantage. And so I think with regard to TPP, for an example, one of the things you're seeing people ask for is, and one of the reasons that people are sort of resistant, you know, sort of pro-traders have been even resistant to jump on board TPP, is because it doesn't deal with the currency issue, especially the China's currency issue. Now, of course, China's not part of TPP. On the other hand, and Louis says he's been somewhat affected. He's seen trucking come across. But for NAFTA and CAFTA, we probably wouldn't be selling as much stuff to Canada either. I mean, we're not going to change globalization. I think if I understand Donald Trump, and he doesn't say get real specific, as we know, but he is asking us to trust his deal-making ability. And I think that argument has merit, because I think we feel like Americans that when we enter some of these trade agreements, everybody has to give a little if you're going to negotiate an agreement. We all want access to markets. The Trans-Pacific Partnership that Louis is bringing up, you know, 40%, 40% of the gross international market is in the TPP countries. So we want to have access to them. But what we don't want to do is put ourselves at a disadvantage.
And that's where I disagree with it. It seems to give up our sovereignty. Why can't you just put an amendment to it that says the currency has to be on a level playing field?
Well, that may have to happen. We can't. Congress can't put that amendment on. It would be a no vote. And then they'd have to go back and renegotiate some currency piece of that. Actually, we tried to do that with TPA, but which would have sort of made it apply to all of the agreements. But TPP, let me give you an example. So we know now Japan, which is a very important part of TPP, of course, probably one of the most important countries in TPP, They have a unilateral trade agreement with Australia in the last 5 years or so. During that time, we have lost 21% of our sales of beef to Japan, which represent like 31% reduction in value of sales of beef to Japan. So 21% volume, 31% value. We've lost that to Australia because they do have a trade agreement. And so what I'm saying is, when we don't have trade agreements, we can lose some market share. But I think Louis makes this fundamental point is, that we should negotiate better deals. And I think that's where Donald Trump has a case. Now, we don't know what those better deals are. He is short on specifics. We understand
but
that.
I have to say this. He's the first presidential candidate out there talking about how we're getting jammed on the devaluing of our currency, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I totally agree, Scott. I think Lewis represents a very important piece of why he's being successful.
Good point. Appreciate the call. Mark Bismarck, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Congressman. This is Mark in Bismarck.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Very good. Very good. Nice to talk to you. First of all, both my wife and I are big Donald Trump supporters. We feel he is the best option for the Republican Party, and we have been conservative Republicans since we started voting. But my question is, recently there has been a push for young females to have to register for the Selective Service, not the draft. There is no draft.
Right, right. Yeah, thanks for that clarification.
There absolutely is no draft. And people are coming out opposing females age 18 or whatever have to go down to the post office and register for Selective Service just as young men do. What that does is allows them to get college loans, college applications, college grants, college whatever.
Oh,
they're
retired.
They're not registering for the draft.
Right.
So do you support females registering for not the draft, but registering for Selective Service?
Well, let's be fair. If you register for Selective Service and we find ourselves in a war and the draft kicks in, that you are registering to be, you know, part of that. Now, that said, I, in principle, I do support it because I think now with, you know, women's equality, women requiring it, women going in large numbers into the military, volunteering, now able to, you know, depending on the service, you know, branch, actually being combat fighting, you know, flying fighter jets and all that. Why not allow them this opportunity or require this equality as well?
What you're saying is they have to be ready. They should register just like men.
Right.
Okay. Very good. I agree 100%. And vote Donald Trump.
I want to ask you, though, since you're a conservative, so what is it, when you say vote Donald Trump, why do you support Donald Trump? And I really am intrigued by all of this because I think it's, well, as you know, I have this online straw poll that I want people to go to and vote. And so I hope you do that if you haven't, you and your wife both.
So why are we Donald Trump supporters?
Yeah, as conservatives.
Because we have watched, and I have watched, Congress and Republicans, Democrats do absolutely nothing. Nothing personal. You included, Hoven, Heitkamp, nothing gets done. And with Donald Trump, he will walk in and he will say, this is the way it's going
to
be.
Thank you, Mark.
So again, as a conservative,
appreciate that. We have to go to a break. Come back with more. Other callers waiting. Talk Radio Town Hall continues.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back at the K-Fire Agra International. Goes till 5 tonight, Bismarck Event Center. Stop on by and see us. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall continues. Chat with some more of the folks here. And then we're going to chat with Congressman Cramer some more. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. A bunch of calls waiting to weigh in here. We're going to get to all of you. We have some off-air calls as well on that Supreme Court decision and more. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. Are you an experienced mechanic? You want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Have experience with troubleshooting and repairing tank trailers? I want you to listen up. This opportunity is for you, tank trailer mechanic, service technician, 5+ years of experience, $32 an hour. How's that sound? They're paying up to $32 an hour right now. They have some positions open in Sacramento and Portland. They've filled their North Dakota slots. I'm going to give you a number here for Terry at Polar Service Center to find out more about these opportunities. 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Polar Service Center, biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They have the parts you need for tank trailers. Anything you can need. They deliver all throughout the Bakken, all the way down to Bismarck, Minot, and entire Bakken region. They're located in Williston now, just east of town, Highway 2. And also located in Kildare. And the number for Terry, 507-696-1164. Glenn Stastny is here, one of the folks displaying at the K-Fire Radio Agri International Show. Hey, Glenn, how are you?
Very good, sir. How about yourself?
Glenn is from Schaefer Specialized Lube.
Yes.
Right here in Bismarck.
Yes, sir.
And what are folks saying at the big event here today? What are you hearing from folks?
Well, we've had a lot of interest, a lot of people traveling through here. Yesterday was just an awesome day, and today has taken off very well also. A lot of kids running through also, so that's very nice to see. But we've had a lot of guys asking about oil prices, how are things going. We've also gone into a crop line, crop enhancement products. We had a seminar yesterday that was very well attended. And so we've had a lot of interest, a lot of people asking. So
what product is creating the most buzz here?
Actually, the biggest one that's creating the most buzz is our humic acid, which is a new crop enhancement program. And what it does is it helps open up or get the phosphorus, potassium, and nitrogen more readily available for the crops. And that's our biggest question right there. So
stop and see Glenn and the team from Schaefer Specialized Lube here at the K-Fire Show. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to chat with you.
You bet.
Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. I want to get to the calls in a moment. I got to ask you about the big news that broke yesterday where the Supreme Court said not so fast to a lower court. And as at least for now, a state of the Clean Power Plan, it feels like a battle won, but the war wages on, does it not?
The war wages on, but it was a very major battle. I mean, it was very big. Obviously, it was very chilling to the Obama administration, I assure you. And the reasons are, first of all, this is the first time that the Supreme Court of the United States has ever overruled a lower court to stay a regulation. And the lower court that stayed the regulation, lest people forget, I'd like to remind you, was the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, which was the Harry Reid bust the filibuster, change the rules, simple majority confirmation process a couple of years ago in the United States Senate, where Democratic senators changed the rules to allow for this. They're the ones that refused to stay the rule, and the Supreme Court, for the first time, stayed a rule. And the reason they're staying it is because, of course, North Dakota and several other states are litigating the rule. In our case, it's arbitrary and capricious. Different states have different cases. But so this, it was precedent-setting in that sense. The other thing that will almost certainly be the case is that the cases themselves are going to be heard at the D.C. Circuit Court. But since the Supreme Court stayed the rule, only the Supreme Court can unstay the rule. In other words, unless and until the Supreme Court rules, this is pretty big. Now, it doesn't provide the certainty that we'd like, but it's certainly a victory in the short run, and it's going to require the EPA to do a lot better job of proving their case on the Clean Power Plan, and remembering that they issued a stay on the MATS rule, the mercury rule, and other rules last year, that there's a sort of a trend going here that's at least somewhat encouraging. Now, it won't be changed. This case will not be done before there's a new president, which makes the choice of a new president all the more important. And I intend to write a very specific question to each of the Republicans still running, because we already know Bernie Sanders says he will do all Obama's doing and more to bankrupt coal. Hillary Clinton has promised to see Barack Obama's war on coal to the end. She's made it a pledge, an absolute ironclad pledge, that she will do that, as has Bernie Sanders. So I'm going to write specifically to the Republican candidates and say, what is your plan on the Clean Power Plan, and what is your view about coal industry? And I want a specific answer back from them, because I suspect, we haven't heard a lot about it because, of course, they're campaigning in New Hampshire. So we'll have to get more specific answers. But this is a big, big issue.
Yeah. In fact, this caller had a question along those lines from earlier. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
This is for Scott or Kevin. I was just wondering, what kind of judges do you think Donald Trump would appoint? It's kind of scary, considering he's not 100% conservative.
Want to opine on that, Kevin?
I think this is a question that needs to be asked of Mr. Trump as the leading contender, and I don't think we've heard much about this. We know he carries the day on several major issues. Of course, the economy, jobs, immigration, trade, as the previous caller, Lewis, mentioned. But the heart of it is that this next president could have as many as 4 Supreme Court justice appointments, not to mention all the other federal bench positions to be filled. So it's a pretty big question. And, I was thinking, in fact, Ted Cruz made the crack about New York values, which Donald Trump turned on him masterfully in the debate in Iowa, or in previous to the Iowa caucus. But I was thinking about that and thinking about the difference, because even among the Republicans, there are differences in Congress between New York and New Jersey Northeasterners and, say, the middle of America. And that's a fair question to ask. I don't know the answer. I'm not passing judgment, but I'd want to know.
Only thing I've heard Donald Trump say on Supreme Court justice is he was asked if he would appoint his sister, who I guess is a judge, to the high court, and he said she's a great judge. I'd consider that or something like that. Somebody sent me a note saying, "Oh my gosh, she's a terrible record on abortion questions and everything else. Wouldn't be good." And I don't know that I read too much into it. What's he supposed to say? She's a bad judge when it's his sister,
right.
So I don't know that gives us a benchmark on what he believes is a good judge or not. But gosh, they need to be asked these questions. There's no doubt about it. All right, so lots of calls waiting for you here, so we'll go as quick as we can here. I would ask the listeners to ask your questions quickly, and Congressman Kramer, get you a quick answer so we can get to as many of you as possible. Tom, Jamestown, go ahead.
Well, I'll make my question as quick as I possibly can, and it is a little bit of a follow-up to what your previous caller had said. Do you think that it's going to be possible for any of the Republican candidates who come out and admit that they are pro-life to get elected? I'm not at all in favor of Donald Trump. From the issues that really count, the abortion issue being at the very, very, very top of the list, I think he'd be a disaster. But do you think it's possible that any of the other candidates, if they come out and fully admit that they are pro-life, in the current environment that we have in the country right now, would have a chance of being elected?
Great question, and I do. And the reason I say that is our nation's becoming more pro-life with each generation as science advances. But here's what I think the issue is for me, as much as anything, politically speaking, though. Be what you are, state your case, and if you say, "I am pro-life," like Marco Rubio has done, for example, or Ted Cruz and others, "I am pro-life," and if you have exceptions, if you support exceptions, if you don't, just be clear and straight up and honest with the American public. I don't think that's right now, I don't think the life issue is the main issue for the vast majority of voters. But what will become an issue for a lot of voters is if you don't answer it clearly, or if you try to nuance it, or you try to sort of be on both sides of the issue, then trustworthiness becomes a problem. And that's understandably. So I don't think being pro-life, it hurts you in the general election for president. And in fact, I think it's better today than it was, 10 years ago.
I just piggyback. I think it brings an army of supporters too that you would.
Well, there's that
from,
too, Sky. Yeah. Great point, because there is the passionate. That's what we've missed the last couple of elections in the Republican side,
yep,
for president, right?
Exactly. Todd in West Fargo for Congressman Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Congressman Kramer. Hey.
Hi.
First they came for coal, and now they're coming for us. Near and dear to my heart. The EPA came out with a new proclamation yesterday regarding the conversion of vehicles into race cars. And that might not seem like a real big deal on the scale of everything you guys have been talking about, but they pretty much want to outlaw any use of old cars to be turned into race cars. And I just think that's a terrible overreach by the EPA. I mean, they want to do it under the guise of clean air. I would think that there would be more smog put in the atmosphere of people going to a basketball game than a bunch of cars going around a racetrack.
Well, there's no question about that, Todd. And there's, But remember, at one point, USDA tried to consider the climate impact of cattle as part of the nutrition standards for the nutrition charge. So there's no limit to their desire, and get ready, because it's going to be more aggressive in the next 9 to 10 months, because this is Barack Obama's swan song. But he was dealt a big blow by the Supreme Court yesterday, and that won't slow him down any. In fact, they said it won't slow him down any in a statement yesterday. It's kind of like, so what? So the Supreme Court, if he can thumb his nose at Congress, he can thumb his nose at the Supreme Court, is what I think he believes. But thanks for the tip on the race car thing. We'll look into that for sure.
Terry Glenn Olin, question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. See, the other day I heard Commissioner Goring say that we're going to start importing more beef from Argentina.
Right.
And I was just kind of wondering, do they have to follow the same USDA standards when they're processed over there as us American meat processing?
Sure. So great question, Terry. So in order for them to be able to export to us, the USDA has to sign off on it based on our standards, based on the standards that are acceptable. And we've been fighting back on this for a long, long time, many, many times, and quite successfully for a long time, until they finally felt they could no longer, keep the ban in place given their record, and this has to do with hoofed mouth disease and all that.
Hang on, Terry. We'll get your rest of your answer on the other side of the break with Congressman Kramer. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have 5 exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fire. Radio, Agri International. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is back manning the controls. We're at the Bismarck Event Center, having a great time here today, and of course, goes till 5 o'clock tonight. Cameron Fleck is here. Cameron's the new owner of New Vision Security. Been an owner for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been owning it for about a year now here, and New Vision's been around for about 20 years. So.
And out of Flasher, North Dakota.
Yep, I'm originally from Flasher, North Dakota. We are here presenting a $7,000 camera calving barn system. You can watch the cows calving from the comfort of your own home and on your big screen TV, computer, iPad, phone, whatever you need to do.
You could be on a beach in Hawaii and you're watching the calving operation.
Exactly. It's awesome. A lot of people that have them said they wouldn't go without them. So.
Call the neighbors when they need when they're hungry. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
I love it. And are you actually registering folks for a
Yeah, so you can come down here to the KFYR Agri International Show and register, and we're giving away a $7,000 valued system. It's all HD quality, and we do all the networking, everything that needs to be done, so you can get that on your TV in your house so you can watch your cows calving and you don't have to interrupt them as much. So.
All right, so stop and see Cameron here at the show, and if you can't make it to the show, got a website you want to tell us about?
Yeah, newvisionnd.com. NewVisionND.com.
And how do they get a hold of you, Cameron?
701-222-8888.
Best number ever.
It works.
222-8888. Thanks, Cameron. Good to meet you. Thank you. Cameron Fleck from New Vision Security, displaying the goodies here at the Ag Show. So, Congressman Kramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, final segment here. You want to finish your answer for our previous guest?
Oh, yeah, Terry, with regard to cattle. So we're watching it very close. We pushed hard and probably fought this thing off for 2 years, disallowing Argentine beef into the United States after the finding of disease. The USDA seems to be comfortable with it. I'm not, neither is our cattle industry, but the point is we do allow trade with them when they're cattle are clean. Now, that said, on the other front, the good news is that we're now exporting cattle to Colombia, which is the result of a recent, free trade agreement. And the Colombian president was in the United States here recently and was in Washington last week, as a matter of fact. I met with the Colombian ambassador, and we were very pleased to be able to have an agreement now where we're going to be able to export U.S. beef to Colombia.
All right, very good. Let's see here. What else we got? He texter says if the EPA gets that bill passed on converting cars into race cars, that would be a bill. That'd be a rule, I guess, right?
Right.
There will be 30 plus businesses that shut their doors or lose a large portion of their profit in North Dakota alone. Think of the even larger companies all over the U.S. with names like Gale Banks, who dedicated into vehicle performance, his life into vehicle performance.
Well, and see, this is what's at the heart of some of the main arguments to the EPA on a lot of these rules, including the Clean Power Plan, including the Waters of the U.S., the MATS rule, and several others, is that they have stopped doing cost-benefit analysis and economic analysis. And they're required to do that. I would argue, anyway, they're required to do these analysis and comparisons, and they've just sort of ignored that. So, yeah, it's very, very important, and I think we're starting to prevail a lot more on several of these things from the judiciary, even though the president has used this overreach, but he's been stopped in many cases, not the least of which, by the way, was, of course, the amnesty. Remember, a lot of people still complain about Congress doing nothing about his illegal overreach on amnesty, and yet that's been stopped, and even by an appellate court. This president's spent a lot of time getting very little done and trying his darndest to damage the economy. He's done a lot of damage. He's created a lot of uncertainty.
We had a call. We had a call last hour and an off-air call with a similar concern that I wanted to run by you. One fellow called and said that he heard the exit poll results in New Hampshire that said 50% of Republicans felt betrayed. He then went on to cite a GAO, National Cybersecurity Protection System report investigation that shows, in these national cybersecurity area, they've spent nearly $6 billion and the system doesn't work. He said, we got Congressman Kramer on committees with oversight responsibility and communication technology. Why do Republicans just sit on their hands when things like this happen? Off-air caller said, hey, I find myself defending you, Kevin, more and more and more from people that are just very disgruntled, that just don't see enough being done to stop all the madness out there. Give you a chance to respond to those.
Well, I would point to the GAO report. These are creatures of Congress. Our oversight comes from GAO and the Office of Inspectors General. That's why things like Fast and Furious, things like IRS targeting conservatives, things like the Eric Holder being held in contempt, all of this stuff comes from the very things these callers and emailers are referring to. These are all tools of the United States Congress. And but for our oversight aggressiveness, especially in the House of Representatives, I mean, Senate has done very little oversight up until, you know, the Republicans took control. These are the tools that we've been able to use in many cases to create the defense mechanism for judicial review and some of these other stuff that's seen stopped. So I would say yes, that's exactly what we're doing with GAO and Inspectors General.
Real quick, Herb Bismarck, last chance for a question for Congressman Kramer. Herb, are you there? Manny, nothing there?
Apparently not.
From Herb? All right. Chris on the road quickly. Question?
Good morning, gentlemen. Congressman Kramer, what are your thoughts on Obama's $4.1 trillion budget proposal?
Well,
including the $10.25 tax per barrel on oil.
Thank you for asking that. So not only does he add a 25-cent per gallon tax on gasoline, as though somehow we don't deserve the one break that low oil prices provide for us, so he wants to add that. His $4.1 trillion budget never balances. And by the way, in his 8 years, you'll be happy.
We're out of time, so we're going to have to pick. We'll start with this.
He's only gotten two Democratic votes for a budget in his whole life.
We'll start with this next week, but I get a strong impression that Congressman Kramer is not exactly going to like the budget proposal from President Obama. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.